Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the Iasco County Coordinator for Hunters Education, Dale Willett. How are you, Dale?
Just fine. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you on. And the Iasco County Conservation Officer, John Warner. How are you, John?
Very good. Thank you.
Good. Well, we got you both in here in the studios to talk about just that, hunter safety and the importance of it. Just want to kind of get the awareness out there. I think a lot of people have heard the term, but maybe not everybody understands exactly what goes into it. And Dale, we'll start with you. Hunter safety, a very important program, isn't it?
Exactly. We want the public to be safe out in the field. We're not teaching hunting. We're teaching safety. That's what we're here to do.
Exactly. And to raise some awareness here. Now, in terms of who it's open to, let's talk about that. You know, I think everybody thinks of hunter safety as being for young kids, but I got a feeling it's just about any age, right?
It's any age, yes. If you were born after 1960, you are required by the state to have hunter ed.
Okay.
If you get your hunter ed card here in the state and you travel to another state to hunt, they're going to require that.
I see.
If you don't have that card, they won't let you hunt.
All right. So very important to have that hunter education. Now, John D., are you one of the instructors for Hunter's Ed?
I'm one of the instructors as well as the conservation officer, law enforcement arm of the DNR.
All right. Now, how long have you been doing that?
I've been in law enforcement 15 years, okay. And I've been a conservation officer for 7.
All right. Well, let's talk about what happens. Now, most of the courses that I see are over the course of 2 days. Is that right?
Yes. We can't teach them in one, okay, just for the satisfaction. We're required, I believe it is 12 hours, and we don't want to have people sitting there for that period of time. So we do it within 2 days, sometimes 3.
Okay. All right. Now, what happens at these? When they come out, what's going to be taught? What are some of the things that go through the instruction process?
Well, we'll do the book work basically on the first day, and the second day we try to set up a field day. We would like to shoot, and we talk about all the safety things that are out there in the field: tree stands, compass, GPS, anything that's involved in the safety aspect of it.
All right. Now,
There's a large focus on firearms handling also. I think you'd find people that have taken it in previous years compared to the current courses. We focus a lot on firearms handling, and students will actually have their hands on hunter safety specific firearms. They're inoperable, mm-hmm. but they have the same weight, feel of a real firearm. So there's a large focus on that, mostly because if you look at the statistics of our hunting accidents, most of them are related to careless firearm handling. So the classes are very geared toward that now also.
Okay. Now, does it go into firearms and also to bow? Does it cover both of those?
Yes. Yeah. Well, there is two different, there's hunter ed and there's bow ed.
I see.
But we can teach them together.
Okay.
So if we teach them together, that makes the class a little longer, just for the aspect as we like to be able to shoot.
All right.
Okay, we teach in the archery part of it. We teach long bows, compound bows, crossbows. Crossbows are very popular.
They are right now. Yeah, that's for sure. Now, 2 days they get done. They get a certificate. Is that?
They get their certificate.
Correct.
And that then allows them to buy their specific license, whatever they want to hunt, when they become of age.
Okay. And now, just to make it clear, if you do not have that, you cannot get a license.
That's correct.
Michigan
law prohibits it, and there are potentially penalties that go along with that.
I was just going to say, yeah.
They're fraudulently obtain a hunting license.
I was going to say, and they're kind of harsh penalties, too.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yes.
So make sure you get that. Now, at what age can we start doing this? I mean, well, you know, we're talking about any age going through hunter education, but at what age should they do this, and what's the youngest that can do this?
Under the mentored youth hunting program, the hunting age was basically eliminated as long as a parent or responsible adult feels that student can handle are capable of hunting. So along with it, the hunter safety age has been eliminated. However, the test and program is really kind of geared toward the 10-year-old to 12-year-old age group.
All right.
There's many capable younger kids, but just that's the age group that it's geared towards.
All right. And then once you're done, you're done. The refresher courses or anything like that when it comes to hunter safety? Once you've gone through this, you know, you're pretty well set for life.
Right.
Okay.
You have that certificate, you're set for life. But I'm a person that likes to say, hey, get out to the range and practice.
Yeah.
It's like anything else, any other sport. If you don't practice, you don't get good at it.
That's true. Now, are the classes free?
Yeah. The classes in Iosco County, we've never charged for. Some classes, they charge, and the reason they charge is if they shoot, they charge for the ammunition if they can't get it donated.
All right, very good.
Those costs will never exceed $10, though.
I was going to say, just a minimal fee.
The state sets the maximum at $10. So.
All right. Now, you got some dates coming up for hunter safety?
Yes. The next class is going to be in August 25th and 26th at the bait shop, M65 mm-hmm. and 55. So if you're interested in that class, call there and they will register you.
All right. The Beckley's out there very active when it comes to hunter safety and those kind of classes.
Very active. Yeah. They've been top-notch to Hunter Ed. They've sponsored us for quite a while now.
Very good. Now, if they wanted more information about where the hunter safety classes are going to be held or just in general about hunter safety, what do they need to do?
My suggestion would be to go to the michigan.gov/DNR, the DNR's website. If you look on the left-hand column, there's a part for education and outreach, or you can just type in a search for hunter safety, and from there you can find information on classes, dates, and the different types of classes that are available.
Very good. So if you've got young ones who are getting ready to get out and hunt, and we certainly hope there are because we'd like to see this tradition continuing for sure, make sure they get hunter safety. And Dale Willett, County Commissioner for Hunters Education, or Coordinator, that is, for Iosco County, and Conservation Officer for Iosco County, John Warner. Appreciate you guys coming in and raising some awareness about the Hunter Safety Education Program.
Thank you for having us.